Good morning, members. I'd like to call the Rules and Administrative Committee meeting together this morning. Today is May 20th, 2017. Representative Swedinsky, have you had a chance to look at the minutes from the prior meeting?
Yes, I have, Mr. Chair. They look good. I would like to move the minutes.
Representative Swedinsky moves the minutes of May 19th, 2017. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Calendar for the day, members, May 22nd, 2017. I move the calendar for the day, May 22nd again, 2017. Any discussion? Seeing none. Members? Seeing none. Move the calendar for May 22nd. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Love using the gavel. Members, please note the pursuant to Rule 3.33, Paragraph G, a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendment to this bill is now in place. Resolutions. I move the adoption of the 2017-R9 resolution on facilities. Mr. Meyerson, would you please explain the resolution to the committee?
Mr. Chair, members, I'd be honored to. This, as shows in the title, is relative to the facilities, and it gives the chief clerk and myself, chief sergeant, direction to maintain the facilities on the Capitol complex as needed for the House of Representatives. There is still some language in this that about construction. There's lingering construction. We want to ensure that that's taken into consideration until the construction project renovation restoration is completed.
Thank you, Mr. Meyerson. Members, any questions? Representative Freiberg.
It just mentions the convening of the House of Representatives in 2018. Do we know yet what date that is?
No, we don't have a date yet, Mr. Freiberg, or Representative Freiberg. Further comments? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution R9 passes. I move the adoption of the 2017-R10 Journal Resolution. Mr. McCormick, would you please explain the resolution today?
Mr. Chair, members, this is our standard Journal Resolution correction policy. It allows the Chief Clerk to correct the journal on the last day and include any subsequent proceedings in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. McCormick. Any member comments, questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Resolution passes. Move the adoption of 2017-R11 resolution on parking. Mr. Meyerson, would you please explain?
Mr. Chair, members, this is a standard resolution regarding parking during the interim and giving direction for the three parking areas that we have concern about, and further states that the controller of the House may continue to deduct checks from the checks of any legislator or legislative employee some adequate to cover the expenses of those privileges.
Thank you, Mr. Meyerson. Member questions? Seeing and hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The chair moves the adoption of 2017-R12 resolution on committee and minority caucus budgets. To that, I will ask Mr. Reinholtz to please explain the resolution.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if you recall earlier in the year, there was established small amounts of budgets for each of the committees, as is the custom when this House budget has been adopted, then those are increased. This resolution will increase the committee budgets, and you should have a spreadsheet that shows to what amount they are, and this is similar to the amounts in the previous biennium.
Thank you, Mr. Reinhartz. Representative Lesh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Mr. Reynolds. Do we have any kind of breakdown of how much of those budgets have historically been used? Like, I know there's, quite a few committees that don't even use it, and we end up budgeting them at the same levels.
Mr. Reinhart.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Lesh, yes, historically, the entire amount is not spent. I don't have that with me, but I certainly can get that for you from previous bienniums. Just to, related to that, when I do the budgeting, I take that into account. I do not have in the budget 250 that was approved by this committee earlier. I am not counting on $252,000 worth of spending. I use, when I build the budget, I use historical amounts. So if you're asking, is there a bunch of surplus money here, perhaps, the answer, not really in the budget, because I never start out with a budget of the total amount.
Okay.
Senator Lesch?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So other than capital investment, which has to rent buses and et cetera, and taxes. Well, actually, no, I won't ask that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other member questions? Seeing and hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Members, I move the adoption of the 2017-R13 resolution on tuition reimbursements. Again, Mr. Reinholt, would you please explain the resolution?
Mr. Chairman, members, the House does have a standing policy that allows for tuition reimbursement, although we have not funded that for numerous bienniums. This, once again, puts that on hold, basically, for the upcoming biennium.
Thank you, Mr. Reinholtz. Member questions? Representative Lesch.
So, thank you, Mr. Chair. So is this just because we're not funding it again? And we're it's on hold because we refuse to fund it?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Lesch, yes.
Okay.
Representative Lesch.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, it just strikes me as odd that, I mean, I see this with folks in my unit, the National Guard, too. A lot of them joined up, and one of the things they count on is tuition reimbursement. And then invariably, the state of the federal government jerks them around, and they're in school, and they're trying to get reimbursed, and that was one of the reasons they joined the Guard. And I don't know how many people signed on as employees here at the House to do this, but it strikes me as odd that we're doing this again during a time of budget surplus. That's all, Mr. Chair.
Other comments? Seeing none, all those members in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Motion carries. I move the adoption of the 2017-R14 resolution on compensation of House employees. Mr. Reinholtz, would you please explain this resolution as well?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this resolution allows for two pay raises for staff, one effective January 1st, 2018. These are merit pay increases up to 2.5% at that point. Also in January of 2019, it allows for a merit increase to staff of up to 2.5%.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Member questions? Representative Applebaum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is my first time on the Rules Committee. In the past, so last biennium, for instance, what were the merit percentages? So if they're 2.5 this year, what were they last year?
Mr. Reinholtz, you want to take that one, or
Mr. Chairman, the previous two years were 3.5% merit increases.
Representative Applebaum.
So, thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there any reason why they're being lowered now for the people who essentially run this place and make sure all of our work gets done?
I don't know if I have an answer for that, or Mr. Reynolds, do you have an answer, I guess?
Mr. Chair, I think that's an answer that would best be left to someone that made the decision. I obviously supplied information, and the decision was made to be that. I'm sure one of the calculations is the amount of money available. I really don't feel I'm the one that can answer that best.
Yeah. Not sure I have that. Representative Applebaum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, I just asked for a roll call on this resolution.
Roll call has been requested. We'll do that. Any further comments from the members? Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Reinholtz, can you tell us what inflation was for 2016 or 2017?
I'm sorry, who'd you ask that question to?
Mr. Reinholtz, please.
Mr. Reinholtz, please.
Mr. Chair, I don't know exactly what it was, to tell you the truth. I mean, I think it's in the 2 to 3% range right now, but I'm just from that's where it has been running in previous years.
Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, Mr. Reinholds, is it safe to say that the merit increases that we're looking at are within the range of what inflation is, and it might have been more 1 year based on historical data, and that could account for an adjustment?
Mr. Reinholds.
Mr. Chairman, I mean, it's hard for me to say too many years back, but it is in the range of what inflation is currently, yes.
Follow-up, Representative O'Driscoll?
Nope, I do believe that that's one of the issues that I work on another committee. We were talking about where the rate of inflation was, and it's anticipated to be about 2.4. So this seems to be in check with what historical numbers would be, and each year can be different. So to Representative Applebaum's question, that may well be the situation. So I just want members to be aware of that when they take the vote.
Thank you. Representative Lesch.
Mr. Chair, as long as we're on the topic, I'm looking at hiring legal secretaries or assistants for my law office. Any credible firm that I go to that I talk to them about the criteria of hiring on help, for example, someone like our legal assistant, they say in no way should you be going south of about $25 an hour in the metro area, which happens to be where our capital is located. Now, our legislative assistants are paid around $16.50 an hour. So if we're saying, hang on a second, this is just fine for them to keep them at square with inflation, I think it's ridiculous. I think everyone, if you really polled individual members about whether we have the salary to attract talent who's going to stick around, that they're going to disagree if they're going to be honest with you. So I don't think necessarily we should be saying that going along to get along at the rate of inflation is enough for our staff.
Representative Applebaum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to clarify something. Representative O'Driscoll indicated that this is maybe within the range of inflation, but that justification doesn't really make any sense since this is a merit-eligible increase, and I don't see what an employee doing a good job and earning additional money because of their exceptional work performance should – I don't see why that should be – decreased or punished because of some inflationary number that no one seems to know what it actually is. So if it was 3.5% last year, that's what I think it should be this year. And that's my last question.
Other comments? Seeing none, a roll call has been requested. Start with the roll call.
Albright.
Aye.
Applebaum.
No.
Baker.
Aye.
Fenton.
Aye.
Flanagan.
No.
Freiberg.
No.
Gunther.
Aye.
Keel.
Aye.
Lesch.
Nope.
Nash.
Aye.
O'Driscoll.
Aye.
O'Neill.
Yes.
Pulowski.
No.
Pugh.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Swidinski.
Aye.
Members having 11 ayes and 5 nays, the motion has been carried. Our final resolution for the meeting today, right now, is I move the adoption of 2017-P1A, resolution on policy and the payment of per diem living expenses during the interim. Mr. Reinholz, would you please explain this one to us as well?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the policy on interim per diem living expenses you have before you was passed early in the session. There is one change being made in this. That's on line, page 1, line 23. The current policy has been to allow up to 10 days of for per diem for members when they are at the Capitol doing constituent service and legislative business. This amendment to the policy raises that allowable maximum number of days to 15.
Thank you, Mr. Reinholz. Member questions? Seeing and hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Motion has passed. And members, we are now in recess.